AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. South Carolina is trying to dry out after days of heavy and historic rains. But Kat Kramer, a furniture store manager in Georgetown along the coast, fears the worst may not be over yet.
The tides are going to continue to rise here, and as the tides progress every day, we see it coming up just a little bit. But I'm worried and concerned about the tide when they let the locks open to release all the water coming from Columbia.
Massive military helicopters are being used in South Carolina to drop one-ton sandbags on a break between a canal and a river in Columbia. The Guard is also working with local officials to reinforce dams straining to hold back floodwaters. At least 15 people in South Carolina have lost their lives from weather-related causes. There are at least two more deaths in North Carolina. GOP hardliners are meeting tonight with candidates for Speaker. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports the get-together could be key for one candidate.
Ahead of the GOP meeting on Thursday, where Republicans will choose their candidate for Speaker, conservatives are getting to ask questions of the three announced candidates. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is considered the frontrunner, though many of the hardliners may be reticent to support him. So his answers on issues like Planned Parenthood and the debt ceiling could go a long way toward determining if he will get their backing when the election for Speaker is held later this month.
Another medical incident in the cockpit for the second day in a row. Airport officials say United Airlines flight carrying nearly 200 people from Houston to San Francisco had to divert to Albuquerque, New Mexico, after the pilot passed out. The co-pilot regained consciousness and was able to walk off the plane and be transported to a local hospital. He's apparently okay. This is AP Radio News. The Yankees host the Astros tonight in the playoffs with the American League wild card game.
The Astros will send their ace, Dallas Keuchel, 20-8, but pitching on 3 days' rest. Keuchel, in two regular season starts against the Yankees, did not allow a run in 16 innings. He is 15-0 at home, but just 5-8 on the road. The Yankees will counter with their best, Masahiro Tanaka, 12-7 in the regular season, but coming back from a recent hamstring injury. Bill Meth, New York.
A Michigan woman who won the $310 million Powerball jackpot says she didn't finish her shift as a supervisor at a Michigan fiberglass factory.
I quit automatically. I was done.
Julie Leach says she took a one-time lump payment of $197.4 million. That's about $140 million after taxes. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.